Konnichiwa, and welcome back to NSL. Think of this as your return ticket on the Shinkansen, aka the bullet train.
I am ready.
One last opportunity for you to catch what you may have missed. Grab yourself a bag of wasabi peas and an iced green tea, because once you're on board, there's no getting off this $2 an hour beast. Choo choo. Or as Tommy the Train once said, "That's my buffer, motherfucker." While aboard the train, one must stay alert to avoid things getting left behind. Anything can be a nod, a clue, or a dupe. A character's shoes, t-shirt, earpiece, book, medallion, and color scheme. Now, let's talk about our leading man, our everyman, our nowhere man, Ladybug. Always in the wrong place at the wrong time. Dressed like an average Joe, Ladybug dons perfectly clean white kicks, which get drenched almost immediately. Perhaps this is a tip of the hat to Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. But of course, in that flick, Jordans got ruined, and no one fucks up Jordans. And that glide in his stride. And that soft, sexy voice in Ladybug's ear. Looks like Morgan Freeman and Scarlett Johansson have some competition, with Sandra Bullock entering the ring as Murray Beetle, a character straight from the book. And the t-shirt he wears signifies Brad's best from the Midwest fisherman at heart. It's his hometown of Springfield, Missouri, before he made it in Hollywood, in case you had any other ideas what it meant. Literary tastes can also provide fascinating insights into a character. The prince, for example, is seen reading Shibumi, a novel about an assassin seeking revenge. Not every reader of this New York Times bestseller is an assassin, but some are.
You need some suggested reading. Surviving borderline personality disorder.
What? The twins, Tangerine and Lemon, keep our ride balanced with their equal distribution of comedy and cruelty. But what is it that makes them oh so familiar and lovable? Perhaps it's their food dialogue throwback, reminiscent of the hitmen in Pulp Fiction. Or because they sport their hometown football club's colors before killing 17 guys, all to the tune of the club's fight song.
I'm forever blowing bubbles! Let's go West Ham!
And finally, there's St. Christopher, or his medal, worn around their necks. St. Christopher is not only the patron saint of travellers, but his charm is also said to protect from a watery death. Let's not forget our leading lady, the train. Hate to break it to you, but she's not actually moving. We let our lady in silver relax in style, with LCD screens simulating travel. Now, not every character can be vital to the plot. Some are there for laughs, some for deaths. But any character can be a celebrity. You know them when you see them. Oh, Channing. Oh, Ryan. Even the film's director pops in for a close-up, too. They say all directors want to act and all actors want to direct.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
The film's not only a fun popcorn thrill ride, it's deep. Arthouse deep. Auteur deep. Most annoying kind of film nerd deep.
I'm going to tell you a story now.
No, I'm good.
It's short.
There's really, even a figurative meta-metaphor for all who get top billing. This dude represents good luck. That one, bad. Her over there, karma. Him, love. Them, justice. And what about, oh yeah, revenge. And that one, revenge. And last but not least, revenge. Okay, so there's a surplus of revenge, but there's also redemption, fate, wrath, you know, enough to keep the mainstream, the niche, and everyone in between talking about the choo-choo train of their lives for a very long time.
You don't like it?
You like it?
I like it.
If you like it, huh?
Thank you for joining us on another ride on NSL. Hope you enjoyed these fun facts. There's even more if you want to jump on board for another ride.
This is working. Yeah.